We're hearing the soaring voice of Atlanta treasure Indra Thomas. The internationally renowned soprano has paired her talent with groups from the New York Philharmonic to the Seoul Philharmonic of Korea. Indra's next performance, though, is not in a concert hall, but a venue that usually hosts a blend of rock, jazz, and folk music. She's part of the City Winery Classical Brunch Series, which kicks off this Sunday. And I asked her how classical music will fit in this venue.
I feel, especially in the Atlanta area, that the Atlanteans are very eclectic. So they do like their rock, they do like their jazz, but they also like classical music as well. Because we have a very strong, Atlanta Symphony is very strong here. The Atlanta Opera is very strong here. So I know that it'll work this way because we have a really good base here. And we have things at the colleges, the music programs at the colleges are very strong. A lot of our Metropolitan Opera winners come from the Atlanta area. You know, so I know that the classical brunch will work beautifully here. I believe that.
So that is the core. What about reaching new listeners? Indra, you're accustomed to the opera stage mm-hmm. and the concert hall, the mm-hmm. recital hall. Mm-hmm. How are you going to navigate this setting where mm-hmm. food and drink will mm-hmm. be served. Mm-hmm. People may be chatting, but you mm-hmm. certainly hope they will mm-hmm. stop to listen. Have you decided on repertoire that might appeal to an audience who may not be familiar with your classical work?
Right. That's tricky. Repertoire is very tricky, you know. So what I've done is I've picked things that I sing well, and I am going to sing them well. And I notice, though, especially when I go into inner city schools and these kids who have had no experience with classical music, as soon as I open up my mouth and also with the commitment to the classical music that I do have, they seem to draw themselves in. And so I'm hoping that the people who aren't very classically savvy or have never been to a classical situation and just by happenstance are there will enjoy the concert. And not only am I going to sing some classical stuff, but also do some Gershwin. I have a spiritual CD that I did with Sandra Lutters, who's accompanying me. I'm doing a couple of those spirituals. And so it's not just all straight opera either. And I think that too will make it interesting enough.
Patty Austin was here last week and she considers Gershwin possibly America, if not the 20th century's most underrated composer.
I agree with her 100%. He wrote some very astonishing music, and he was so prolific. And besides the opera Porgy and Bess, you know, has great, wonderful tunes that we love. The Man I Love, Someone to Watch Over Me, these wonderful tunes that are so just, you know, I got rhythm and clap your hands, stomp your feet, you know, it's just, you know, those kind of great tunes that he wrote.
You're very closely associated with the role of Aida.
Yes, I am.
I might add for radio listeners who've never seen you, you have the regal appearance to match. Will there be anything from Aida on your program?
Not this time.
A little.
But you know what? I've been trying to toy with that because I am known for this and I can, you know, tell little anecdotes about my experience, my several Aida experiences. But I don't know. Maybe I'll bring one of her arias out. You never know.
I think what you touched upon, Indra, about how going into elementary schools where mm-hmm. kids have never been to concerts before
right.
or performing for audiences where people have never attended an opera mm-hmm. and you just sing the best you can.
Yes.
That it doesn't matter what you're singing.
You know, if you have heart when you sing, if you're honest, if you're human when you're singing, it doesn't matter what you're singing. it translates, it reads to the audience. No matter if the audience is used to hearing classical music or used to hearing rock, because that's the beauty of music, because it transcends everything. And it could either be gospel, it could be jazz, it could be classical, it could be bluegrass. But as long as it is done with heart and feeling, and it's something about this music, any music, that speaks to you on some level. Someone could be sitting in the, one of my students, she was telling me, she was working on a song in Italian, and one of the teachers who just, she was practicing at the school that she teaches at, and one of the teachers stopped and came by, and she said, that just spoke to me. I don't know why, but it just spoke to me. And she was singing in a totally different language, so she doesn't know what she was singing about. But it's about the way she sang it and the way Puccini, because she was singing Senza Mamma from Suor Angelica, and the way Puccini wrote the piece, it has so much heartbreak in it and so much emotion in it that it just transcends everything, no matter what language it is or whatever. But it goes to the heart. And so that is what I try to bring as well to the performance, you know, heart. So I could be singing Pace, Pace mio Dio from La Forza del Destino by Verdi, and then turn around and sing It's Wonderful, It's Marvelous by Gershwin. As long as it's done with heart, you know.
It's like Duke Ellington said, there's only two kinds of music,
yeah.
Right? Good and all the other stuff.
And all the others, that's it.
Well, I think it'll be a grand beginning. You're bringing grand opera. I think it'll be a grand beginning to the classical brunch series at City Winery. Indra Thomas, I thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion.
Indra Thomas is a celebrated singer based here in Atlanta. She'll be performing her usual classical repertoire mix of songs by Gershwin and some spirituals like you're hearing her sing right now. That classical brunch is at City Winery this Sunday.